Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy. And Bob, Monday marks the end of training camp, came to a close here on the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium. They're cleaning the fields, getting all the trash away, and it's finally over. It's kind of sad, but hey, some good things that happened on Monday. We saw the return of Gerard Mayo, the return of Michael Ho'omanau'anui, but no Sebastian Vollmer, and Tommy Kelly arrived late for whatever reason we don't know.
Yeah, Jackie, only fitting that this being the last practice that the public could attend, that attendance would very much be a part of this story.
Right.
Not so much the absentees whom you've mentioned, right, but the guys who were here, including a very big target for Tom Brady offensively.
That's right. So what a way to end training camp is to see Rob Gronkowski, and also we should mention Dominique Eakinson, very involved towards the end of practice in those 11-on-11 drills, finally getting some contact with those guys. Huge for Easley, who wasn't even out here about a week ago.
Yeah, Easley, the top pick, of course, out of the University of Florida, coming off his torn ACL last September for the Gators, continuing to make his strides to get back on the field today in 11-on-11 drills. And Gronk was a target right away for Brady down the middle of the field in those 11-on-11s. Got a chance to knock some pads with blocking as well in the run game.
Right.
So Rob Gronkowski taking another step forward today. Looking forward to his return whenever it is in a big way.
Malcolm Butler on the coverage, almost got a ball away from him. And somebody who did come up with a pick today, a lot of picks actually. The offense maybe not so good, but James Anderson looked pretty good out there.
Yeah, James Anderson we saw against the Washington Redskins, but he didn't play last week against Philadelphia. Veteran linebacker with good coverage skills. We saw him intercept Brady and also disrupt his screenplay, making his presence felt and giving us kind of a sneak preview of what he can bring to the defense in that sub role, third down linebacker.
Right, so things go back to the regular schedule this week. We will hear from players tomorrow, and of course they're gearing up for the next preseason game against the Panthers on Friday. That'll do it for Bob and myself, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.